Dante, A Life, by Benedict Flynn. On a morning heavy with sea mist, early in the autumn of 1321, a small party of men might have been observed, picking their way carefully along the edge of the sea marsh of Comacchio. They move slowly across the landscape, past shallow lagoons filled with masses of black weed. They pause from time to time. One of their number is so feeble he is barely able to continue. Ravenna, their destination, is only a day or so distant, but the concern on the faces of this man's companions questions whether he'll live that long. It is a deadly season to travel this coastal route from Venice, not for fear of bandits and violent attack. A more insidious, unseen killer comes with September and the first autumn rains. The poisonous miasma of malaria. The old man to whom they show such concern would be of middle height, if years passed in scholarship had not given him a back arched like the span of a bridge. When he regains sufficient strength to continue, his gait is gentle and grave, more used to cloisters and courtly halls than the tussocks of seagrass beneath his feet. His face is long, his nose proud and aquiline, the jaw determined, with a thoughtful, protruding lower lip. Sickness gives him a drawn appearance, and there is sadness etched about his mouth in deep lines.